Hi, this is O Susanna, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM in Manitoba. Awesome. I don't even know where we are.
My love, I must leave you in late spring to pick the cherry when the blossom wine ends its blue. High in the trees of you I sing with a heart heavy that a drop of rain could split it in two. Yes, a drop of rain could split my heart in two.
Welcome home, everybody. Welcome home. It is Tell a Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here, till 4 o'clock. We are pre-recorded today, couldn't make it live down to the studio, and this will be one of those fun episodes. You might get to hear this one again, because I think we'll play some great music, and it's kind of an interesting one. It's a look back at our first 800 episodes. As this show is being recorded, last week was our 800th episode, and that seems like a pretty big number. And every once in a while I get it in my head that maybe we should look back and see who we've been playing the most, what albums, what songs we've been playing the most, how much CanCon we've been playing, all that kind of stuff. And I compile these statistics, and every time I get like halfway through the project and I go, why the hell am I doing this to myself? Because it's a lot of work and it's a real pain. But it's kind of interesting, I think. We've done this a couple times before. I think we looked back at the first 600. And then I don't know when it was, for our 10th anniversary, I think it was, we looked back, our 15th anniversary, that's what it was. 15 years we looked back at that. And now we're going to look back at the last 800 episodes and just tell you what we've been playing. And there's a couple of interesting notes that I have to kind of point out, and that is that these stats are kind of, I don't know. First of all, they're very unscientific. Record keeping in the early days was not a thing that I really had thought about. So there's a lot of stuff missing from the early days. There's a lot of errors and omissions on my playlist. So this is highly unscientific stuff. The other thing you need to consider is that, you know, the longer an artist has been around, the more time we have to play them. So the people who are atop the top artist lists, they've all been around for a long time, since the beginning of the show, really. So a lot of newer artists just haven't had the time to build up the kind of numbers. Second thing is, back in the early days, we had access to a little bit less music. We certainly had less knowledge, so we didn't know about as many things. So things tended to get played more often earlier on than they do now. So all that is to say, these stats kind of mean nothing, but I think they're kind of interesting. We kicked off the show there with O Susanna with the Cherry Song. Now, when I looked at the most played songs, that came in at number 3, believe it or not, on the list. We've played that 24 times over the years, not just by O Susanna, but also by Sarah Harmer. Did anybody else do that song? I don't think so. And that comes from the album Johnstown, which made the album list at number 16. Now, when we count down the top artists of them all, coming up later in the show, you'll notice that Susie didn't scratch the top 10 or even the top 20. She made it to number 23 on the all-time artist list. So I thought I'd start off with a few songs that aren't represented in that artist list right there. This is another one that we played a whole bunch of times. This comes in at number 4 on the top all-time songs list, but this artist doesn't come in till number 25. And the album doesn't come in till number 24. But it's a great song. We've played it a lot of times. And so why not hear it one more? Here's a classic. This is around back in the day. From our pal, Jeff Burner.
Tell about it. Wound up drunk again on Robson Street. Which is strange, because we always agree. At the start of every evening, that's the last place we wanna be. Coffee drinkers dressed in black with no sugar, they don't give me no respect. They say, look, here comes another one. And I don't know what they mean yet. As I say, keep it light enough to travel. Keep it light enough to travel. Don't let it all unravel, no, no, no. Keep it light enough to travel. Promise me we won't go into the nightclub. I feel so screwed up when I'm in there. Can't tell the bouncers from the customers. And I don't know which ones I prefer. Promise me we won't go into the nightclub. I really think that it's obscene. What kind of people go to meet people? Somewhere they can't be heard or seen. As I say, keep it light enough to travel. Keep it light enough to travel. Don't let it all unravel, no, no, no. Keep it light enough to travel.
smash the windows at the logging company. Just to get a little release. Had to throw down my accordion to get away from the police, as I say. Keep it light enough to travel. Keep it light enough to travel. Don't let it all unravel, no, no, no. Keep it light enough to travel. Keep it light enough for fun. Keep it light enough for all. Is it light enough, light enough, light enough for all?
Would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the seas for to ease your pain. Well, in the night forlorn, all the morning's born, and the morning shines with the lights of love. And you will miss sunrise if you close your eyes, and that would break my heart in two. Since I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine, Loop and Lil agree she's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find. Well, if I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the seas for to ease your pain.
not there. I'm going down to the Greyhound station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down with me, y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape of the man. And get back in the game. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas. I might go to somewhere I've never been. And get up in the morning. Go out at night and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say. Clay Pigeon.
That picture hanging on the wall was painted by a friend. He gave it to me all down and out when he owed me 10. It doesn't look like much, I guess, but it's all that's left of him. Sure is nice from right over here when the light's a little dim. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might save. More than $10 worth, they brighten up my day. this book of poems was given me by a girl I used to know. I guess I read it front to back 50 times or so. It's all about the good life and staying at ease with the world. It's funny how I love that book and I never loved that girl. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. Now you hold this piece of glass up to the light that's shining through the door. It's a prism glass, I found it on the road. Now can't you see that tiny rainbow? It's not really a prism, I guess it just kind of broke a funny way. I was on my way through Houston and I was headed for L.A. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. Tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. This guitar was given me by old man Thomas Gray. Not too much to look at, but I play every day. It's been across this country 4 or 5 times, I guess. Between me and old man Tom, it never got much rest. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. Tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. Just about all that I own, all I care to, I guess. Except this pair of boots, maybe, and that funny yellow vest. And that leather jacket, and that leather bag, and that hat hanging on the wall. Just so it's not too much to carry, babe, could I see you again next fall? Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day.
Done about everything there is to do. And he worked on freighters, and he worked in bars, and he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. And it was white port to put that look in his eye grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on a curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet, and he lost the thread, and his mind got cluttered, and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell, and he's old years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white poured wine. So he says, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you had just begun. And then he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. Well, he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in a whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. Now, it's been 17 years riding line. He ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, too many nights of not being together. So he died. When they went through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl and a door, an address in Dallas and nothing more. The welfare people provided the priest, a couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left and she's standing there, black veil covering her silver hair, and old one-eyed John said her name was Alice, and she used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Just to let him roll, Lord, let him roll. He always said that heaven just Dallas for let him roar. Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest his soul.
Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UM FM. Tell the band to go home.
I live in a scrapwood bungalow off the east bank of the Dead Horse Creek. My dad died 8 years back, left his whole modest kingdom to me. The mill's closed, the mine's closed, but where am I gonna go? I bought a sheet of plywood and a can of red paint. I put out a sign, says I sell live bait.
Live bait,
I sell live bait. Worms, your night crawlers, I got your chubs, I got your shiners. Crayfish, frogs, and leeches, grubs, and anything you can think of. Pick up a dozen on the way to the lake. I sell live bait.
Live bait.
Live bait. 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 Network of truckers bring me buds of green and duty free. Cheap smokes from the First Nations make me a one-stop outfitter's dream. I got a bunch of local kids do most of the trapping and digging. But as far as the authorities are concerned, hell, I just sit around and wait. I'll wait. I'll wait. I'll wait. And I'll wait. I sell my bait.
My bait.
My bait. I sell my bait.
My bait.
My bait. I sell my bait.
My bait.
My bait. I sell my bait.
My bait.
Live bait. Oh, oh, the mighty, mighty. Oh, Matador Sunset. That's the Warp 45's Live Bait there, an all-time classic. That song's been played 17 times, well, 18 now, I guess, on the show. Just kind of bubbling under on the list of top songs. And they didn't make the top artists list. They're a little farther down. Only got a couple of records, I guess, so, you know, kind of makes sense. Didn't come to Winnipeg that many times. That song was tied on the list with the song we heard before that, Let 'Em Roll, from Guy Clark from Old Number One. Guy actually has, that was also played 17 times on the show before today. There's a bit of a tie at number seven, with 17 plays. Let's see, that's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number 9 on the top songs list, tied with J.P. Howe's Fine from way back in the day, Scott Nolan's Rosie, and Guy also gets in there with The Cape, which is good, good, good stuff. Trio of Texas songwriters in there. We heard Lyle Lovett's title track to Step Inside This House. That just made the bottom of the top album list, which we're going to get to in just a minute. So that kind of appears there, but not in the top artists list. We also heard Towns in there, If I Needed You, from the late, great Towns Van Zandt. That was a pretty popular song here on the show. We also heard in there, we also heard Blaze Foley in there, that's right, with Clay Pigeons. And our two most played songs that aren't by artists on the top artist list. Jeff Berner's Light Enough to Travel, there, the number 4 song on the list. And Oh Susanna's Home Soon the Cherry Song. We're looking back at the most played artists, albums, and songs here on the program over the course of 800 shows. Right now we're going to get to a few albums by artists who didn't make the top list. Like I said, Lyle Lovett comes in at the bottom of this list that we're going to look at. This one kind of surprised me, actually. This band and this album used to be right up at the top. I guess they haven't played Winnipeg often enough in the past few years to make the list anymore. But they are perennial favorites for sure. And yeah, we play this one a lot. So much so that I can't even decide which song to play. I guess we'll just let's just play the first song on it. It's so good. Coming in on our top albums list at number, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, number 10 actually tied with another guy we're going to hear in this set. This is the great, the mighty Blackie and the Rodeo Kings from their Willie P. Bennett tribute, the first album together, Higher Hurtin'. Till the band to go home.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. My back on no man's gun, likewise with anyone. It's not so dangerous, it's not a smart thing to do. But if I had my choice, I'd take away his voice. Tell him I might be a clown, but I sure ain't no fool. Everyone seems to be waiting for some deep thought or emotion, someone to get the devotion of what they do. But they don't understand. When they find that man, he'll be doing it for himself, he ain't doing it for you.
Come on, Trey, can't you see I'm waiting here? Come on, Trey. Come on, Trey, can't you see I'm freezing here? Come on, Trey.
Three's one too many, one is one too few. Just makes me lonely, and I can't get along with you. Man standing by the highway, lonesome as can be. Man standing by the boxcar looks a lot like me.
Come on, train. Can't you see I'm waiting there? Come on, train. Come on, train. Can't you see I'm freezing here? Come on, train.
This time I got to go all the way. And if I don't make it, you can't say I'm faking. Or it didn't matter what I say.
Come on, Trey. Can't you see I'm waiting there? Come on, Trey. Come on, Trey. Can't you see I'm freezing there? Come on, Trey.
Oh,
some Mexican dance hall. Did you feel better with some outlawed mogul? Did you miss my shelter with your reckless servitude? I will climb no higher, and this drinking's no good, but it makes me feel better. Decked in my perception of fashion, we drink like swaggerts and then fall like the bookshelves into the arms of bad girls. And my friends, they are so depressed, I stumble on what I say, and I don't think I'm going to call any of them today. With this myriad of Muriel and cluster of catwalks resembling the ringing of them church bells and the nasty smells of them bar shops, I am the keeper of this boredom. I am the battle-scarred pinata. I am the son of Yip, the Night of Ye, the king of hearts. I am the son of Yip, the Night of Ye, the king of.
Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar.
Town. Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears.
Told you that everyone would want to go.
Matt Mays there from his self-titled record, Where Am I Going? That's a great song. That album came very high on our most played albums list, but Matt didn't make the top artists list, so that's why we're hearing him in that set there. Before Matt, we heard something from The Lowest of the Low, Letter from Babeo, from the great Shakespeare, My Butt. That album we play a whole lot, of course. Just below that on the list, Kathleen Edwards with Failure. We heard 12 Bellevue. That one's also tied for the number of plays the song anyway with Westby. We heard N.Q. Arbuckle in there, Mixkin Dance Hall Blues from Hangin' the Battle Scarred Pinata. That's his most played album, but not his most played song. We've played Huntsville Affair more often than that. And we heard Come On Train from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings in there as well. I think we've got time for one more quick one here. And this song, or this album anyway, was played a whole lot on the show, especially in the early days. This guy used to live in town and used to come on the show a lot. And it's a great album. And he's only got really one, so it's not hard to see why we played it so much. It's actually our fourth most played album, but he didn't make it anywhere close on the top songs or artists list. But it's still great. So we'll send this one out. We'll take a quick break after this, come back with more pre-recorded goodness. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and this is Michael Johnston.
Katie Wareham to Newfoundland, got herself a brand new plan. Working in a corner store, didn't want to see anybody anymore. Katie went to Newfoundland. She got what she needed there, a little bit of love in the ocean there. And midnight's in a crowded bar, they sing Stan Rogers and play guitar. Katie went to Newfoundland. She knew better than to follow advice from an old forgotten friend. Can't hold back tomorrow to remember yesterday. Played the game, racking up days, making a name. Studying the book, she always knew there's no excuse like paying your dues. Katie went to Newfoundland with a number on her hand, clinging to a hope that spread out into a plan. Can't hold back tomorrow. Remember yesterday. Accepted as the quiet type back home somewhere, she's all right. Thing about change is you always can step out of a scene and start over again. Katie went to Newfoundland. Katie went to Newfoundland.